eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. We are taking a look at a wild weekend in NWSL. There were 20 goals scored alone on Saturday, people. Lots and lots of goals. Here are the results. The Orlando Pride get the 1-0 win over San Diego. Washington Spirit take down Gotham FC 2-0. Racing Louisville 5-1 over Utah Royals. Casey Kern also put up 5 goals against Bay FC. Portland Thorns 4-1 over the Houston Dash. The Red Stars get the 2-1 win over Seattle. And Angel City take down NC Courage 2-1. To help us break down the weekend of action, we are so delighted to welcome Lisa Carlin to the desk. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
How you feeling?
Good.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
I gotta ask how you managed to look so awake and alive, because I know you have been working your butt off this
weekend. Have you met Courtney, our makeup artist? She's wonderful.
She's a miracle worker.
I saw her doing your makeup. She pulled the paddles out and she went thunk and woke you up.
Well, she did. Appreciate you joining us on a Monday morning, because I know it was a full weekend of work for you. But let's chat about some of these results. Let's start with the Portland Thorns getting the 4-1 win over the Houston Dash. They needed this, Lisa. They were
sure
winless on the season. And to put up 4 goals to boot, what was working in this one?
It worked for Portland because they played as a team and as a unit. And we got to see Christine Sinclair starting on the pitch with Janine Becky. That was the first time this had happened since the first match for the Thorns of this season. And their partnership at the international level, bringing that to club, as well as an informed Sophia Smith and Olivia Moultrie, Hina Sugita. The Thorns had all the right pieces on the pitch at the same time. They knew they were going up against perhaps a lesser opponent in the Houston Dash, who has conceded a lot of goals this year. That gives you confidence as a team to know that, okay, we can score against this side. They've also struggled. Their 3 center backs for Houston are not center backs, and they struggle to stay organized defensively. And Houston did a really good job of disorganizing them, getting in behind, and then continuing to lay on the goals, lay on the pressure when they got into their attack. Plus, leading into this game last week, the Thorns shook up their coaching staff. Mm-hmm. They moved Mike Norris to a technical director role. They brought in interim head coach Rob Gale. And that changes things in a locker room. You have rejuvenated energy from your ownership and from your clubs to saying, hey, this isn't good enough and we want to be better. And as a player, you feel that as well and you want to play a little differently.
Mm-hmm. What is Houston going to do without Maria Sanchez?
I mean, clearly, they're going to throw Michelle Olozie everywhere on the pitch, because the Nigerian international started as a right back. Then she moved to a wing back. And then by the end of the first half, I was like watching this and I'm like, she's a 9. She's all over the front line. So that's what they're going to do. They're going
to
try to throw
her
around.
Next week.
Exactly.
It's going to be fun.
They also brought in Ramona Bachmann, this Swedish, or excuse me, she's from Switzerland, the international, who plays up top. She's been training with them, and she's looked really, really good in training. I spoke to Diana Ordonez, forward for the Dash this week, and she was like, Bachmann's good.
She's good. She's not a striker. She's a midfielder, and she's very good, but of course, maybe it's a withdrawn forward type situation.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, Lisa, let's talk about the defending champs, because it was on big CBS this week, and I'm watching. I'm like, all right, the Gotham, they got this dream team. I'm going
to
see something special on the pitch. And it was everything but that.
Yeah, very uninspiring.
What's up with Gotham? Why the slow start? Is it as simple as not everyone's fit yet and on the pitch? Because the spirit looked good.
Spirit looked very good this weekend. Gotham is struggling with injuries. Lynn Williams got her first start wearing the captain's armband. But 20 minutes into this match, center back U.S. international Tierna Davidson goes down with a tough hamstring injury. That changed things. Gotham, a couple players spoke post-game saying that when Davidson went off, the organization of the back line and defensive structure for Gotham changed without her in there. And that's difficult looking forward, right? If you lose one player, your whole game plan falls apart. That's not good enough for the championship team. On the other side, Washington looked really, really, really good. They understood where the weakest parts were of Gotham's lineup and were able to attack that. Trinity Rodman down the flank constantly with Casey Krueger just sending her, getting behind, and then Saar being able to read off of that. Of course, Croy Bethune, who just had a tremendous game. She has been such an all-star rookie this year, but it's the partnership between Rodman, Saar, and Bethune up top that is really impressive and fun to watch because they're just so free playing together, reading off one another, and they look like they're having a blast.
Trinity is just a...
She's so good.
And she's still developing. She's still as good as she is, as impactful as she is. And I love to highlight her as a player because if you're watching a game, she stands out no matter what. Mm-hmm. Even if it's not her best game, she gives defenses problems. The way that she can stretch opponents, she's good on the dribble, and she's still learning. She's still raw. In my mind, if she continues just to get the one-on-one coaching as an attacker, as a winger, as a striker, just continuing to round out her game, she could go down as one of the best attacking players in U.S. Women's National Team history.
Hands down.
But she has the things you can't teach.
Oh. So frustrating when it's against your favorite team. If you give her space, she'll go past you. If you get tight, she'll spin around you. And is Hernandez influential in this team yet, or do we still have another level once he gets here?
I think the influence has already started to take over because Washington is keeping the ball more now than they ever did last year, ever, under Mark Parsons. And that's definitely the touch of Hernandez. But it's only going to continue to grow as the Spanish influence really gets sucked into this team and we get to see a little bit more of the players being put in positions to really, really help them. Because I think this was the first game that we really saw Trinity Rodman be able to just do whatever she wanted on the pitch and just cause chaos. She wasn't put into a box at all. And as they go throughout the season, it's going to be a little bit easier to figure out their game plan. And that's when we're going to see Hernandez switch things up again for Washington.
Mm. How concerned are you about Gotham?
I mean,
sir,
you know, here's my politician spin out of it. We don't have all of our pieces yet.
Okay.
So I think with time, things will be fine. And as you know, a lot of teams get in the playoffs.
Well said.
Yeah. And I think we're going to be fine. And if you vote for
what
me.
What a politician. You're a great politician. Well,
thank you very much.
Give us a little wink.
Yeah.
There it is.
I like to shake hands and kiss.
All right, Lisa, let's chat a little on the KC Current, who put up 5 against Bay.
Yeah,
FC, they're off to a fantastic start this season. What have they been doing well?
Kansas City is controlling a bit more of the tempo of every single game. Vlatko Ananovsky wants to score goals. He wants to get in behind. He wants to go up. And when you look at the front players with Bia Zanarato and Chawinga and DiBernardo, who's up there, how can you not give them the ball and say, go score? And that is exactly what they do. However, Kansas City, they have to figure out their defending on set pieces. They've conceded 9 goals this year, and half of them have come off corner kicks. Their defensive shape and efforts on corner kicks is terrible. Mm. If you're the opposition, it's like, get in line and draw a corner. We're probably going to score. It's bad.
Wow.
But it's entertaining when they score 5.
When you see KC playing this way and Vlatko having success, is this a sign of Vlatko saying or showing that he's this is his quality, like this is where he should be.
Flacco retribution tour?
Yeah, versus the U.S. Women's National Team.
Hands down.
So many different big personalities and trying to make something work out of
that. Darian Jenkins, who had been coached by Vlatko Andonovski, has talked about how he is one of the best technical coaches and teachers of the game that she's ever had as a player. He is so good with teams when he has time with them. As a national team coach, you don't have time. You bring them in, you've got a couple quick trainings, and then you go out and you play a friendly, or you have maybe a few weeks, and then you go play a huge international tournament. Vlatko is good when he has time with players, and he can explain things to them, let them try it in training, then bring it back in and look at game film and try it again. He's very good at the long game, and he's been good in the NWSL. We've seen it before. He's won a championship in women's professional soccer, and it looks like he's off to a very impressive start with this Kansas City side because of already all the pieces that he brought in with Chiwenga and Bia Zanerato and the way that he's been able to utilize Claire Hutton, a young player in the midfield who has done tremendous. She looks like a veteran out there.
Lisa. We appreciate you so much. We are going to be able to catch you on Attacking Third later today, 10 p.m. right here on the Golazo Network. Also, you can download it wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. Men's National Team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.